KNKX connects you to sound effect. Every week, there's a theme, and this next story takes us into the woods. Sound effect host Jennifer Wing can tell you more.
As Todd Herrick was just saying, nature can sometimes be an unexpected cast member during performances at the Kitsap Forest Theater. Well, across the Puget Sound, about an hour's drive from Seattle, the forest is playing the role of a healer. The internet and video games, some people, they can't pull themselves away. In places like China and South Korea, addictions to the digital world are viewed as a public health threat that's capable of ruining lives. In these countries, there are lots of digital detox centers where people can get help. But here in the United States, just two or three of these places exist. And by the way, the professional world of psychology in the U.S. doesn't yet consider someone being glued to his or her digital device 24/7 as an official addiction. So one of these centers in the U.S. happens to be in Fall City, Washington. 88.5's Will James tells us that the heart of the treatment involves leaving the modern world behind.
I'm in a sun-filled house that backs up against the woods of Fall City, about midway between Seattle and the Cascade Mountains. Right away, little clues tell me this isn't a typical suburban home.
There's a typewriter here. I don't know how many years it's been since I've seen a typewriter. Have you used this?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have our computers, phones, all of that we give to the staff here and we don't keep with us.
The two guys giving me a tour of this house are enrolled in a detox and recovery program for internet and video game addicts called Restart. People come here from all over the country. They spend 7 weeks without so much as looking at a computer screen.
Here's a relic here. There's a print newspaper on one of the beds.
These guys are in their early 20s, and they're trying to fill this enormous hole that technology occupied in their lives.
So this is our music room. Obviously, you know, because a lot of us being internet addicts, you know, you lost a lot of what you did. So we're trying to, point of this is to develop new things to do. And also just because music is a great tool. So, you know, we have our piano, guitar.
They lead me into the backyard where they spend a lot of their time practicing frisbee golf and learning wilderness skills. Way in the back, behind a garden and a burbling stream, is a trail that leads into the woods and to the door of a one-room cottage. This is where residents of the house have group therapy sessions and have some of their most vulnerable talks about what led them to this place.
We do our ITAA meetings here also, Internet and Technology Addicts Anonymous, so.
My two tour guides sit down and begin to explain what it means to be a technology addict. They ask for anonymity so they can speak openly about stories they consider very private.
I grew up born and raised in Southern California. Both my parents are immigrants from Southeast Asia. So I grew up with a lot of cultural expectations, being the only boy, being the youngest child. I've always failed to meet them, and I grew up with a lot of depression and isolation and loneliness. So I took that out by either fighting with my parents and rebelling against them and playing video games.
Games were a refuge, and the more things in his life went wrong, like when he failed out of college, the more irresistible that refuge became.
I even skipped, showers. I even skipped meals. I would go a day where I had a bowl of cereal at, 4 p.m., because that's when I would wake up, and just play games until 4 a.m. that night, and just go to sleep.
Part of the definition of addiction is engaging in the behavior in spite of its negative consequences.
Hillary Cash is a psychologist who helped found the Restart program in 2009. We spoke up on the house's porch. She has the gentle manner of a therapist, but this no-nonsense quality as well. For more than 20 years, she's been on a crusade to convince others in her field that this addiction is real. American psychology only officially recognizes one so-called behavioral addiction, gambling. But Cash says the internet isn't so different. Like gambling, it's based on a principle called the unpredictability of reward. Decades ago, the psychologist B.F. Skinner found he could get a pigeon to press a bar for food almost endlessly, as long as that reward came just unpredictably enough.
He could keep that bird pecking till it dropped, kind of thing. And that principle is the foundation of gambling. It's also the foundation of games. And it is also what's at work in almost everything we do online. All right, you open up your email, you don't know if you're going to find anything of interest, or will it be all this stuff that you just are swamped by that you don't really want to bother with. But even in a day's worth of email, there are going to be some nuggets there, some nuggets of emails that you want to get, that you're interested in, that reward you. Okay? So that keeps you going back to email.
When I feel a little pang of anxiety or a moment of boredom, I find myself, without even thinking about it, kind of glancing at my phone, looking to see if someone on Twitter has interacted with me or something. That strikes me as somewhat addictive in nature, and it also strikes me as really, really common. Are we all technology addicted in some sense?
Well, of course we're not all technology addicted, but I do think that, I think the vast majority of people are pulled in this way that is certainly pulling them toward an addiction. It might be very mild, or it could be quite severe.
This constant stimulation rewires us. Part of the treatment here is just being bored, getting to that daydreamy place where you pick up a random book or just think for a while. Cash says it's like we're in the early days of the car, before the invention of seatbelts or traffic lights. The internet has spread to every corner of our lives, but psychologists are just starting to understand how it changes human behavior.
It feels like there is a growing number of us, which is good, but that we are pushing against a tide that is really just overwhelming all of us. And it's this tide of technological advance.
So how do you thrust an internet addict back into this world, a world aglow with smartphones and computer screens? Cash and the other founders of Restart quickly realized they needed a place for transition. That place is a cluster of apartments in Redmond. It functions like a halfway house where people who detoxed from technology begin incorporating it back into their lives.
We have some motivational posters on the wall.
Max Grosshandler has lived here for a couple months. He calls his addiction info-gathering or infomania. He would watch YouTube videos for 8 hours a day, absorbing knowledge about whatever topic he was engrossed in at the moment.
Going from as far as comics to the other end of just anything scientifically related.
Can you give me some examples of some stuff that you became really captured by?
Well, I've always been interested by chemical reactions and the way that things form together, like how you can make something levitate by supercooling a superconductor.
So he was learning stuff, but he was watching so much YouTube it was threatening to derail his college career. Here in Redmond, he shares this apartment with a couple other guys at a time. The place looks like a college dormitory suite, but once again, there's a conspicuous absence of screens. Max is allowed to use a cell phone, but only an old-fashioned flip phone.
How old are you, if I might ask?
I am 19 years of age.
Had you ever used or seen a phone like this before?
In fact, actually, yeah.
The flip phone means he's out of the woods, living among us, but at the same time, apart from us. He works at an office supply store and works through his breaks because everyone else is on their smartphones. He's discovered swing dancing, but hearing him talk about getting to his lessons makes you appreciate how convenient our smartphones really are.
Yeah, there's a third-party service that I use called GoGo Grandparent, which is basically Uber for flip phones. I got bus schedules. It would be much more convenient to use the application, but since I don't have that, I have to rely on good old-fashioned pen and paper.
Soon, that will change. When I talk to him, he's preparing to get his smartphone back. For someone whose computer use fell out of control, that is a scary prospect.
In fact, I actually am going to have YouTube disabled, especially for at least the first few weeks or months, because that I know that is a black hole that if I get anywhere close to, it'll probably be something I can't get back out of. Some people have lost a lot more than I have, who have failed out of college multiple times, who have like lost their house, lost their job, and lost a lot of money. But some people say that I might not be able to fully embrace recovery because I haven't actually hit enough of a deep point yet. And so I'm a little bit scared about that.
His only hope is to develop a healthy relationship with technology, the way someone with an eating disorder seeks a healthy relationship with food. You can't avoid it. You have to learn to live with it. After all, you can't stay in the woods forever.